Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, not only do I want you all healthier, but I want you all saving money. I love saving money. I have so much fun talking about ways to save money that I can do that all day long. Well, food prices are still high, and it's killing me. I gotta go grocery shopping after this. Every time I have to go grocery shopping, I complain to you guys, and I don't want to go because I don't want to spend the money. I have put off grocery shopping, and I've made the kids eat leftovers, and you know, we've tried to, you know, kind of get by, and we've done fine. But I gotta go and get some fresh milk. I gotta get some fresh food. I gotta get something to cook for dinner. And it kills me because I'm gonna be spending over $150 probably. And it's the food's going to probably only last us through the weekend, if that. And so there's that temptation to, why don't I go and pick up burgers? There's some deal at Burger King or McDonald's or whatever, and I could get the family fed for $20 and be done with it. Well, no. Can't be doing that. We got to eat healthy. And people ask, aren't prices going down? Aren't things like grains and vegetable oil and dairy, aren't the prices going down? I heard they are. I don't see it. I still see expensive gallons of milk and, you know, expensive produce, and I'm not seeing the prices go down. A lot of countries that are struggling, like AP Network News, it said that many are, doing away with meat, dropping beef and chicken from their diets because they can no longer afford it. They're going vegetarian. It's cheaper to eat pasta. It's cheaper to eat pasta and some vegetables. And mind you, we do need to eat less meat. I think Americans eat too much meat, but vegetables are getting expensive, and the grains are still high. So, you know, food prices should be going down, and they're not. Why aren't they? Well, maybe it's because people lost so much money during the pandemic that if nobody else is dropping their prices, they're not going to. And I see that in a lot of industry. You look around restaurants and all that, and they're charging $15 burgers, $16 or $20 salads. And if the place down the street isn't dropping their prices, why should they? So if nobody's going to drop the prices, it's not going to happen. And everybody is saving for a rainy day. They all think a rainy day is coming. Either the war is going to come or something's going to come. And so, you know, I see the lines at fast food into the streets. Fast food is still one of the biggest draws. But I got to tell you, last few months when I went to the grocery store, no line. No line at the grocery store. Why is that? Is it because it's cheaper to just eat fast food? It's because people are shopping less. I used to go to the grocery store every few days. Now, every week, maybe week and a half, I'm putting it off because I don't want to spend that kind of money. Well, there's also a lot of food waste, which kills me. I hate seeing wasted food. Now, I grew up in a family where you had to finish your plate clean. I don't think that's healthy. But the reason why is my family were children of Holocaust survivors and depression survivors. And so, you know, you have a half a sandwich, you don't waste it. Now, in my family, because I hate wasting food, I feel so guilty. I would eat my kids. So what I did, and I was skinny after my kids, but what I would do is I wouldn't eat until they finished. And whatever they were going to throw out, I ate. So a lot of my dinner was what they wouldn't eat. I would put a little bit on my plate, but so then I could eat their stuff. I also wrap food up. You know, whatever isn't eaten, whatever's half eaten, whatever. You know, I'll go to lunch with some of my friends. And some of their, and I don't care about germs, I should. You know, and they'll have like half of their food. And I'm like, take it home. I don't want to take it home. I go, well, then I will. I'll take it home. I just don't like wasted food. I can't stand seeing wasted food. And so, a lot of us have food in our house that once it goes bad, and mind you, I'm guilty of that. If something smells, if there's meat or cheese that's a day or two old, I could smell it, and I don't like it. And the reason why I don't like it is, and it's got to be placebo, it's got to be in my head, but every time I eat a few day old meat, I get diarrhea. Now, maybe it's coincidence, but I don't eat it. So what do? And I can't stand clearing out the fridge. So first and foremost is you need to plan ahead. If you don't think you're going to cook the food, the fresh food that you have, freeze the sucker. Immediately put it in the freezer. Because if not, it's going to sit in the kitchen, it's sit in the fridge, nobody's going to eat it. Your door of your refrigerator and the door of your freezer, well, freezer might still stay cold and icy, but the door of your refrigerator is warmer than what's on the shelves. So put your condiments and the things that don't necessarily have to be, let's say, refrigerated to that degree, put that stuff, your butter, that could be on the door. But don't be putting some of the most perishable things on the door because the door is more warm. You know, if you heated something up and you're even eating leftovers, wait till it cools down a little bit or put it in a drawer away from other food that needs to stay cold. And don't overbuy. If you do overbuy, freeze it and put it in the freezer. I think everybody should have an extra freezer in their house. Freezers are fantastic because if you do have a power outage, and we're going to have a lot more of them now that we're going more electric, you could at least throw a bunch of stuff into the freezer, close that, and the freezer will last longer than the refrigerator. But everybody should have an extra freezer. Plus, we all should be prepping at some point where, you know, we have extra food in case we do have another lockdown or something else happens and we can't go to the grocery store or who knows. Okay, you should be able to have food that you could defrost and cook or eat. I don't like a lot of frozen foods because there's many preservatives in there. You know, but any leftovers, freeze those suckers if you don't think you're going to eat them the next day. But we got to quit wasting food. I think it's a crime. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a 4.2 magnitude earthquake was felt yesterday in Hawaii's Big Island. The tremor struck off of the Kauai coast, about 7.5 miles east-southeast of Pahala, shortly after 4:30 p.m. There were 89 reports of the earthquake in the first half hour. There was some intense shaking, but it was light on the scale, and little or no damage is expected. No major impact on the volcanoes nearby, like the Mauna Loa or the Kilauea volcanoes. But the observatory is continuing to monitor the Hawaiian volcanoes, obviously, for any changes. And they say this earthquake is part of a seismic swarm under the Pahala area, which has been ongoing since 2019. Now, quakes in the region have been observed as far back as the 1960s. Aftershocks are possible, so the agency, which usually come after earthquakes, and this wasn't a major one. So the agency reported another 3.9 earthquake hours later. It occurred 6 miles north-northeast of Honaunau-Napoopoo at 7:30 p.m. Hawaii Standard Time. There were about 110 reports of people who felt in the first 30 minutes. See, you know what? Good for you guys, you know, for reporting it. I can't tell you how many times I will feel an earthquake, because we feel earthquake activity in Nevada, and I look around, I'll text somebody, or before texting, I would just call and say, did anybody feel that? Was that an earthquake? And they go, yeah, it was an earthquake, and then move on. I wouldn't think to tell the news station, or I wouldn't think to tell the, well, now that I'm in the media, I do. Like, hey, guys, I don't know about you guys, but I think I felt an earthquake, so, you know, whatever. But, you know, it's good that people have been reporting it. So if you only hear only 110 people reported it, my guess is many people are like, well, all right, another earthquake, same old, move on. So the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory is one of five volcano observatories within the U.S. Geological Survey that is responsible for monitoring volcanoes and earthquakes in Hawaii and American Samoa. So pretty cool that, you know, that they're on top of it, but I get a little nervous because I think we are... I think we are brewing a larger one, especially in our Pacific Northwest. I think we just had another earthquake in California that might have been, I think, 2 days ago. Let me double check. There was a 3.6 magnitude earthquake that happened Tuesday night at 11:46 p.m., 7 miles from Banning, California. That is east of L.A. I think near the I-10 on the way to Phoenix, so I can't say exactly 100%, but to me, on the map, it looks like that's where the I-10 would be. So, small earthquake shadowed Southern California, but it's interesting. There was a report saying scientists have identified 1,262 previously unknown earthquakes in California, and the tremors were observed outside of Los Angeles, and that could signify that a big one could be coming to California soon. Scientists from Caltech have detected these quakes. They're shallow, and they were detected about 1 mile below the surface. However, they can build up and create pathways for more significant ruptures. So the team had studied Long Beach and Seal Beach, two L.A. suburbs that are located along that Newport-Inglewood fault. Several studies have suggested that this fault is capable of a 7.4 magnitude quake. Now, 7.4 has the energy equivalent of, from what they're saying, according to Daily Mail, 32 Hiroshima atomic bombs. Now, shallow quakes happen. You know, we hear threes, some fours, but, you know, a 4.9 hit Inglewood, I believe, in 1920, and that was, you know, not as devastating as some of the ones that have hit San Francisco, but they do pack a punch the higher they go. Shallow quakes previously eluded detection by the regional seismic network due to urban noise from ships, exploration devices, technology, but... by investigating during evening hours when noise levels are low, the team was able to pick up 1,200 events. Now, this Newport-Inglewood fault extends 47 miles from Culver City southeast to Newport Beach. The researchers said their findings, the zone of high hazard at the surface, may therefore be much wider than the Alquist-Priolo zone indicates. Those zones are regulatory zones surrounding California's surface traces of active faults. Wherever an active fault exists, it has the potential for surface rupture. A structure for human occupancy cannot be placed over the fault and must be a minimum distance from the fault, about 50 feet. Researchers detected the shallow earthquakes using three dense nodal seismic arrays placed temporarily in the Long Beach Seal Beach area. They collected the data, though, from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m., hoping to filter out daily noise. And they did expect a large number, but they were surprised at the relative number of shallow events. Shallow earthquakes are caused by stresses on the fault, increasing slowly in response to slow movement of the tectonic plates, with sliding beginning when the stresses exceed static friction. So these faults, it doesn't necessarily, they don't think it had to do with oil or gas, but these faults, now we need to figure out why, And if all these numbers and if the frequency is going up, is that signifying there's going to be a bigger one? They said the research focuses on the L.A. area. A report from the USGS released this month suggests the Bay Area is overdue for a quake of up to 6.7 magnitude and would hit within the next 7 years. Residents of Alameda are at the point, would be probably the most devastating path of it. Alameda is near Oakland. And I believe it was, I guess it was once a peninsula connected to Oakland by a small landmass that was dredged out to lengthen the shipping strait. So speaking to a Bay Area paper, the director of earthquake sciences for USGS said the city is at risk of collapsing in on itself if the quake strikes. So that's not good. News like that, that's probably have, yeah, I'm sure real estate prices have dropped. So it's a little, to me, scary. You know, we keep hearing that Manhattan is sitting on a fault. And, you know, we keep hearing that that could happen anytime. And I'm really nervous about that. Because I don't think the garages are built for the heavier cars. As we saw, that one parking garage had, I think, 50 cars on their top floor. It just couldn't hold the weight. Maybe there was a sinkhole. Maybe there were some issues with construction, some issues with engineering. But it buckled, killed somebody, injured multiple others, and it laid, you know, bare our vulnerabilities to having heavier and heavier cars and more reliance on cars, not a lot of space, and these buildings are older. So we need to make sure we are evolving with the changes and understand that there are forces that we might not be able to control. I don't think we have it in us to prevent the next earthquake. I think earthquakes happen. They've always happened, just like droughts have always happened. Wildfires have always happened. We have the Grand Canyon that took centuries to create. I don't think we built the Grand Canyon. I think that was, you know, that just happened with the way climate goes up and down throughout our millennium. But I do think there's things we could be doing that could be making things worse. Now, I think we might be building on areas where there's sinkholes. And I'm really blown away that we haven't had more issues, like we saw with the Surfside condo. I mean, thank God, you know, we've had no more tragedies such as that since. But I do think we're very vulnerable. And earthquakes are a sign that nature's in charge. Yeah, they're you know, if there's a shift and there's and we have all these pretty buildings and pools and all that, nature doesn't care. You know, you see the South getting more and more wet. You know, like when you see in like Galveston, we were driving around Galveston, and I understand there's been a lot of rain, but you know, I felt like when we were in Galveston, we were very lucky to have the land that we did, that we were able to stand on, because it looked like you were surrounded by water. You were surrounded by marsh. There was a lot of, gulf animals, and you saw fish bones brought, you know, up on the beach. One of my friends sent a picture of a crocodile in the area, not an alligator, but a crocodile. And, you know, so you almost wonder if the South, or like, you know, Florida and the Gulf states, those are supposed to be coming more underwater, whereas the West is uplifting and becoming more dry. And the shift in this pattern, these are things that I think we as humans could possibly worsen in terms of not causing the weather, but in terms of us not being prepared from a housing standpoint or an engineering standpoint. So, you know, hopefully California, or Southern California, was built newly enough where they knew where the faults were and they avoided building around them. But Manhattan, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Oh. Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Even the veterans of life along the Mississippi around the Quad Cities realize that this new flood could be the worst in decades. Water from melting snowpack in North Dakota and Minnesota making its way downstream, already flooding much of Davenport, Iowa. WNBA star Brittany Griner says she'll never play again overseas except for the Olympics. In her first news conference since being released from a Russian prison, Griner says she does not begrudge other women who play basketball in Russia to compensate for the low pay of the WNBA. The NFL draft begins tonight in Kansas City. The Carolina Panthers are expected to take a quarterback with the number one pick. He took the TV talk show to a new level, what some say was a lower level, but Jerry Springer's show was definitely a hit from 1991 to 2018. After a short bout with cancer, Jerry Springer died today at his suburban Chicago home. He was 79. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the percentage of the population who identifies as gay, bisexual, or questioning their sexuality has doubled in the past few years, possibly tripled in history. Where now we have 1 in 4 high school students say they are either gay, bisexual, or questioning their sexuality. So many health officials are wondering why there's such a rise. How did humans evolve that quickly? So it is interesting. And a quarter of high school students, which means one in every four, do not identify as heterosexual, but rather the gay, bisexual, or have more fluid sexuality. The CDC's yearly youth report found that just 75.5% of 14 to 18-year-olds said they were heterosexual in 2021, which is a new low. The remainder say they were either bisexual, which was 12.1%, gay or lesbian, 3.2%, or 3.9% for other, or that they questioned their sexuality, 5.2%. According to CDC, the percentage of students who do not view themselves as straight has more than doubled in recent years, 11% from 2014 to 24.5% in 2021. Rates of alternate sexualities in school-aged children are much higher than in the adult population. And the adult population, 7% report they are either gay, bisexual, or other. So experts think that obviously this number is because there's more acceptance. But it's interesting. It's very, very interesting. So, you know, I can't imagine what it would be like to live in a society where you felt like you had to pretend that you were somebody else. I know individuals who have pretended. And, you know, if you try and bring it up, you know, and say, look, you know, I just want to let you know that I don't, you know, whatever you want to be, I support you. Well, you think I'm gay? I'm not gay. Oh, no. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is I just am letting all my friends know that if at all they feel like they don't want to be in the job they're in or in the relationship they're in or the gender they're in, you could talk to me. You know, and I try, because, you know, you think I'm gay. And, I, you know, no, it's not that. It's just I want to let you know that, you know, you don't have to keep faking it if you don't want to. And there's sadly many individuals who have felt they've had to fake it, that they've lived lives where they were miserable, their spouse was miserable, and, you know, when they finally did open up and live a life that they wanted to live, they were happy, got off their antidepressants, got off their, you know, anti-anxiety medication. And it's you know, I'm very fortunate that, you know, I've, you know, been heterosexual, and I've wanted to be with men, found a man, and married to a man. I don't have to pretend, and it's a huge, you know, weight off of somebody's shoulders if they don't have to pretend. So I can't imagine what somebody could be going through if they're of a family or religion or society that doesn't accept them. On the flip side, though, we also might be encouraging more experimentation. And I don't believe that homosexuality is environmental. I believe that somebody who has an acclivity or who wants to be with somebody wants to be with somebody. I also believe that there are individuals who fall in love with somebody, and they could fall in love with somebody so much that they do want to then be with them sexually. So the old thinking of where it doesn't matter who the person is, you either want to be around a penis or a vagina, is changing. Anne Hetch, for example, may she rest in peace. She is who what people would have called bisexual, because she was in love with Ellen DeGeneres, and then she was in love with her male husband, and she had been in relationships that were both female or male. And so is it that you fall in love with somebody and you want to be close to them, and then you enjoy sexual acts with them? Or is it, you know, I am only attracted to female, or I'm only attracted to male, so I'm only going to fall in love with that person? I think it's different. I think for some people who are gay, it is they're only attracted to those individuals. For me, I'm only attracted to men. If a woman came my way, was nice, I'd be like, yeah, but it, for me, that wouldn't, you know, for me, I know what I need, and I really, really do enjoy being with a male. But there's other individuals who they fall in love with somebody. And when they fall in love with somebody, they want to be intimate, and they will become intimate with whoever they fall in love with, whether they're male or female. And so maybe what's happening is, even though true homosexuality is very innate and you're born with that and your desires are with that. I do believe that there are individuals who they don't mind intimacy in any manner. They want to fall in love with who they want to fall in love with. And society has now made that okay. And so we're seeing a huge amount of individuals going, you know, look, I could be attracted to anybody. I could want to have sexual intercourse with anybody, and that's okay. You know, I don't have to necessarily be gay or straight or bisexual. I don't have to have a name to it. And so, medicine is going to, you know, take a little while to catch up because some of the original thinking might be wrong. You know, maybe there is more environmental factors. Maybe there are, but I'm telling you as a physician, you know, those individuals who have come out or told me or have been gay, and I have always wanted to, you know, and always known since a child, you know, it's cruel to think that there could be intervention or classes to change somebody. That just doesn't happen. If somebody wants to be with somebody and they want to be intimate with them, it's going to happen. Now, that cannot happen with kids, cannot happen with animals. There's laws against that. That doesn't happen. There's, I think, a woman who just got arrested because she was having sex with her dog. So, you know, we do have to explain that, you know, your experimentation with humans is fine, but cannot be with kids. Cannot be with individuals who are married. We definitely don't want you to be doing that. Cannot be with people who do not consent, and cannot obviously be with animals. And so heterosexuals is a spectrum. Homosexuality is a spectrum. And so as more people feel free to talk about that, they're open. Now, again, me in the 90s, I learned that 1 in 8 individuals, so 12.5%, are gay. So those numbers are still, you know, appearing to hold true. But it's a very high number when you hear 1 in 4 high schoolers, you know, and a huge jump. So, you know, some people say, well, maybe it's the hormones in the food. It's not. It's not the hormones in the food. This is somebody who wants to be with somebody else, somebody who's sexually attracted to somebody else. You know, yes, you can gain a liking for something. You can. I was in love with, you know, Viggo Mortensen and Michael Fassbender. All of a sudden, I start seeing Jimmy Garoppolo, and I'm like, okay, he's on my laminated list now. You can acquire tastes when you meet the person for the first time. Absolutely. But I think we're learning a lot more about sexuality, and we're learning a lot more about it as society is becoming more accepting and tolerant. And, maybe a lot of our data is wrong because everybody was afraid to say. Nobody wanted to talk about it. People would lie. I can't think of how many people are still married, and they are swearing, and they will swear to their grave that they're not gay when everybody around them goes, I think they are. You know, and I think they're unhappy. With that, if they're a part of any of these studies, their information might not be true. They might be in so much denial that what gets reported in the scientific study is not as open as it needs to be. But these are the numbers that we have. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's always rankings. You know, how do states rank, cities rank, companies rank? Well, we got the airlines ranked, and this is interesting. Southwest Airlines has gotten hit with a lot of drama this last year, especially after the whole Christmas debacle with a technical glitch and then another technical glitch. So they, no surprise, came in last. I like flying Southwest. I have a good time flying Southwest. I still do, but it ranked bottom. So 11 of the largest airlines in the U.S. have been ranked according to a multiple factors, from punctuality to comfort. Delta made it first. Now, this survey came from Wallet Hub, or the study, and they evaluated 9 national and 2 regional airlines using data from the Department of Transportation on their reliability, comfort, costs, and safety. Delta was found to be the best airline overall with 66.79 points out of a total of 100. It was the most reliable, meaning it had the fewest canceled flights, delays, baggage losses, and denied boardings. Following next was Spirit. Spirit was given 66.59 points. It was also the most affordable airline with the lowest cost per mile. JetBlue came in with the most number of amenities. They had good legroom, entertainment options, Wi-Fi availability, and food. But Southwest stood out as the worst airline overall, but best in terms of safety. And honestly, that's what I care about. I just want to know it's going to be safe. So the ranking was created by allocating a total of 100 points based on performance. Baggage and departures got 50 points, animal-related incidents 5 points, comfort and cost 15 points, safety 30 points. Each of those categories were further broken down. Baggage and departures was made up of canceled flights, 8 points, delays, 18 points, mishandled baggage, denied boardings, and animal-related incidents included those animals who died, got injured, got lost, of those animals traveling on an airline. Now, keep in mind, some airlines don't let pets on there. Envoy, Frontier, JetBlue, Southwest, Spirit, and United, so they didn't get that. They didn't get those scores. But then comfort and cost was made up of legroom, entertainment options, Wi-Fi, food and drink, and price. Safety looked at injuries and fatalities per flight, but also considered the age of the airline's fleet. So, you know, safety, Southwest Airlines got 4.11 out of 30. Now, again, I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to jinx it, but, you know, we haven't heard of, you know, any recent plane crash, thank God, but sometimes turbulence. If somebody gets hurt during turbulence, that could be an issue. But Southwest ranked the worst in terms of everything that included, you know, baggage and departures and comfort and cost. So their total score was about 23.39 points out of 100, so about 23%. Frontier came in next at about 45.13%. It is a budget airline. Frontier ticks people off because every time you want to, you need something, you have to pay extra for it. If you want water, you have to pay extra for it. If you want to bring a carry-on, you have to pay extra for it. So people don't like that. So you get your cheaper seat, but then with all the add-ons, it might just be easier to get one of the other flights. In fact, I think they scrapped its customer service helpline. So customers have to communicate online. Well, if they don't have staff, you know, or if they can't pay for staff, that saves them money. So that's an issue. I told you a big issue we have right now with airplanes and people fighting is when you book a flight, if you don't book a flight through the airline, but you do it on these like Orbitz or these cheap flights, these websites, which I use, you notice your flights are cheaper all of a sudden. And you're like, well, I might as well book the flight here. I could get the seat $30 cheaper. So you buy the flight, and then you completely forgot to check what your seat was. Well, if you go, wait a second, I want to choose a seat. It looks like I got a middle seat. They're like, well, you have to pay. If you want to choose your seat, you have to pay an upgraded option. Whereas with the other sites, you might be paying more, but then you get to pick your seat. So individuals go, you know what? I'll just have somebody move. We'll get a couple people to move, save the money. And then you have individuals that don't want to move. But I need to sit with my husband. Well, then you shouldn't have picked the cheaper rate. We paid more so we could pick the seat. And then it starts to turn into a fight. American Airlines came in number 9. Now, American Airlines used to have fantastic scores, but they came in number 9. Also, what hurt them is some of their animal issues. 0.26 out of 5, it looks like. So animal-related incidents hurt them. Envoy Air ranked 8. JetBlue Airways ranked 7. So what I liked about JetBlue is when all the other places didn't have TV or movies, JetBlue did. So I loved traveling with the kids with JetBlue because they could watch movies and shows on the seats. It was fantastic. So JetBlue always has a place in my heart because they were the first ones who did that. What's also nice is if you ever get to do their first class, their JetBlue Mint is fantastic. Way better than first class Delta. So if you get points and you could upgrade to a JetBlue Mint, it is so nice. So I like JetBlue, but I had issues when I had to fly and I couldn't breathe with the mask. And that was tough. Some of their food isn't that tasty anymore. Hawaiian Airlines came in number 6. Alaska Airlines, number 5. United Airlines, number 4. Now, United was interesting because United usually should come up the top, but many individuals did not like, and mind you, they had a lot of issues during the pandemic, but there were some customer service issues with United, many people would tell me. But they do have lower scores in aviation incidents and accidents category, but overall, they still ranked higher. SkyWest came in number 3, Spirit Airlines number 2, and then Delta at the top. But I have a friend who's a Delta pilot. It's interesting with pilots, like Southwest pilots. I don't know if you saw these little memes or these little videos. The pilots have a little peeing contest where, you know, the Delta pilots are kind of considered the elitists at the top, and they get the hats, you know, or Southwest, you know, they're more, they're more, you know, common like us, you know, and they're like, yeah, they walk up, in the video, they make it look like the Southwest are kind of the coolest, but also the less prestigious, and it's really cute and funny how they do that. But, you know, Delta has this name that they are premier, but I gotta tell you, my Delta experiences, they're nice, but I've had better experiences on other flights, so that's fascinating. There's also apparently a survey of which states drink the most and what they drink. So wine, for example, versus beer. The states that drink the most wine are your District of Columbia. So that's basically our legislators. They drink the most wine. New Hampshire, Delaware, Vermont, California comes in 5th with all their beautiful wineries. Massachusetts, New Jersey, Nevada. Now, maybe Nevada because we do have a lot of seniors and they do like their wine. Florida and Rhode Island. So that, you know. Now, what about beer? Well, for beer, New Hampshire drank the most beer. Then came Montana, Vermont, North Dakota, Maine, South Dakota, Pennsylvania. Nevada came in number 8 again. Hawaii and Wisconsin. So that was kind of interesting. You know, you would think that there would be, you know, a little bit more variations wherever most of the wineries would be. Excuse me, where would be the higher numbers? You would think more cowboys, Midwest, more beer. So this was a study that was data from the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, and they looked at the amount of booze consumed in each state per capita. They said Northeast, West Coast, and Midwest tended to consume the most alcohol. Rates were lower in the South. And they say that has been linked to higher rates of religious beliefs. But interestingly, the South... Remember, the South always ranks the lowest in health. So now you start to wonder, is there something to the wine? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.